This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
Hey, at O'Reilly Auto Parts, you're guaranteed to get the everyday low price on the parts you need. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any item. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Good stuff, good stuff. Hey, the Oscars came and went, and sports represented very well. Kobe Bryant winning an Oscar. Icarus won Best Documentary, exposing the Russian steroid doping scandal in the Olympics. And the Tonya Harding story, Tonya, was nominated and won an Oscar for Allison Janney as Best Supporting Actress, playing Tonya Harding's mom. And what are you laughing about? That was an interesting movie.
No, it very was.
It was not your traditional, this is how it starts. There was a lot of, like, you know, kind of art, kind of different ways. It was not what I expected, and it was pretty damn good. And joining us now on our Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans guest line, a guy who was in the movie. He played Sean Eckert, the bad guy, the Jeff Galooly's buddy, the guy with the kneecapper. His name is Paul Walter Hauser, and he joins us now. Paul, how are you, man? Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, the bosses. What up, Sean?
How are we doing?
We're doing well, man. So how does it feel, first of all, to be in an Oscar-nominated and an Oscar-winning movie?
Oh, man, it feels like I still haven't taken off the 30 pounds I put on for the role.
I always feel funny because John Goodman had to gain weight to play Babe Ruth. It's always weird when you have to gain weight to play a role, right?
I mean, there's nothing cool or sexy about a fat guy who got fatter for a role. It's always cool when, like, Matt Damon loses 110 pounds for Courage Under Fire. It's entirely different. I had the time of my life doing this movie. The three Oscar nominations were not part of the offer when I auditioned. It's been amazing to see our little weird film burst its way through award season.
Now, Paul, how much of you is Sean Eckert that we saw in the movie? Is that in any way part of you, or was this totally a different way of you having to go about the character?
That's something I only talk about with my therapist, so why don't we move to the next question? No, guys, the character of Sean Eckert, he and I share a couple of things. I think there are times where I have been delusional or self-involved or a sloppy eater. But in general, you know, what Sean really exudes is the idea of living within his own world secretly amidst everybody else's reality. And that was a lot of fun to play. It's fun to play someone who, on the surface, might look like they're all there in the moment, but really this guy is kind of plotting, scheming, and living out this daydream, which, of course, when it saw some actualization, ruined someone's life, which is pretty wild.
Well, Paul, here on the show, we have a theory that says don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, and that sort of represents this character. You were quoted as saying there was a freedom playing this role. To tell us about that freedom.
Oh, I think just the freedom to play a wondrous, you know, glorified idiot. It's that idea of just getting mud on your jeans or grass stains and going throughout the day. And I think as an actor, once in a while, you got to play someone kind of straight-laced, and it's not as fun, you know? I don't know if you guys have ever acted before, but even doing theater, you probably know it's a lot more fun to play the village idiot than to play the prince. Unless you look like a prince, and maybe that's your M.O. Sebastian Stan looks like a prince, but he got to play an absolute idiot and a terrorizing human being as well in this film.
Yeah, I was going to say, I get to act like a sports talk analyst here every day, 5 days a week, so I'm handling pretty good.
There you go. You guys, come on, you guys know.
Now, Paul, I got a what was one of your favorite scenes, I guess, when you were filming I, Tonya? What was one of the favorite things or maybe a story during the filming of that movie?
Oh, man, one of my favorite scenes was the scene where, spoiler alert, where Margot as Tanya is in the courtroom kind of making her last plea through a tear-stained face, talking to the judge. Some of that, you know, most of it was scripted, but she ended up going off book and just kind of giving her own plea to the judge. And take after take, she had to reset her face and cry and go through all those emotions again. I wasn't even in the scene. I just stayed on set for an extra, 80, 90 minutes to sit behind the monitor and watch her just kill it, take after take. So nights like that were amazing. And then there were other nights where we, went to an Atlanta bar, and some guy, basically tried to tackle Margot, and I pulled her out of the way and basically saved her life. So there were these nights of working really hard and playing really hard, and there was always the craziness of being around Margot Robbie, which is fun.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, Margot Robbie, for those who can't put the face with the name, she was in the Wolf of Wall Street. She played Leo DiCaprio's wife in that movie. So, I mean, she had such a beautiful woman playing such a sort of they sort of uglified her a little bit to pay this to Tanya Harding. And we're talking to Paul Walter Hauser, who played Sean Eckhart in I, Tanya. You can follow Paul on Twitter at Paul W. Hauser. Now, you've been... you come from the comedian world. I mean, you've done stand-up with Pauly Shore and Dave Attell. Was there any sort of, I don't know, I mean, I think you got to be pretty brave and pretty confident to be a stand-up comedian to get up there. How did it step into this world to do something that's a little bit not in your MO?
Well, you know, I came from the world of stand-up comedy and improv and stuff. Look who Googled me. Look who found my IMDb trivia.
Come on now,
Sean.
Come on.
I did comedy for a number of years and I still love it, but I always wanted to. The guys I admired were guys like Philip Seymour Hoffman and Peter Sarsgaard and Sam Rockwell, and those are kind of the guys I'm fighting to join the echelon. So this is just one of many. This summer I have a role as a Klansman in the Spike Lee film Black Klansman opposite Adam Driver. So that'll be another time I get to do drama. But you guys know me already from watching this movie. Even when I do drama, I'm always going to be trying to sneak in ad-libs and comedy and bring some levity to dark films.
Now, when you looked at this role, what was one of the things, I guess, that said, okay, this is a role that I want to take on? Was there one thing, or you just when you read the script, or what made you want to be a part of this I, Tanya?
It was the package that was in place when I auditioned, which was we got the director of Lars and the Real Girl, that brilliant film with Ryan Gosling dating a doll. That's a brilliant film if you haven't seen it. And then they had Margot and Allison attached, and I was like, what a package. And then I read the script, and the script is just amazing. All this crazy stuff that you think is just written by some funny writer guy, you look up and you can corroborate it with Google, which is just one of those too-good-to-be-true scenarios. This will be the job. This will be the job that I measure every other acting job against. It was that much fun and that rewarding.
We're talking to Paul Walter Hauser. Before we go, I got to ask you about one of my favorite movies. Now, you've been in some good stuff. You talked about the Spike Lee movie that's coming out now, Black Klansman. Super Trooper 2. Tell me you got to drink some maple syrup in that, man. Tell me you got some maple syrup going there.
No, but I'll tell you what. I just got sober recently in the new year, so I said to myself, if I get to go to the premiere of Super Troopers 2, I might be working. But if I'm not, I'm going to chug syrup all night, man. Maple syrup. I'm going to have Vermont on my breath the entire evening. No, dude, that movie's so funny. I saw an early screening of it with some of the financiers and people that worked on it, and boy, oh boy, if there was ever a sequel that lived up to the original, it was Toy Story 2. But if there was ever another sequel that lived up to the original, it's Super Troopers 2, guys.
So we got Godfather 2, Toy Story 2, Super Troopers 2. That's about right.
There we go. There
all
we
right,
go.
Man. Well, listen,
yes,
I wish
sir.
I wish you all the best, Meow, and nothing but the best to Paul Walter Hauser. You can follow him on Twitter at Paul W. Hauser. And if you haven't seen it, rent it, buy it. I, Tanya, you play Sean Eckhart, the bad guy with Jeff Galooly in that movie. Thanks for taking a little time with us, man, and hanging out with us. It was a pleasure.
Guys, of course. You have a great day. God bless you.
All right, man. Paul Walter Hauser. Awesome. Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Awesome.
It's always fun when you get a guy who challenges himself, because you know, because obviously you think, oh, he's a stand-up comedian, all he can do is tell jokes, but to play, and the way he plays Sean Eckert, man. And of course, you know, the tragic thing is Eckert died. He died at 40 years old after spending 18 months after being sentenced for racketeering, 18 months in jail. Fascinating movie. I, Tanya, go see it. Another fascinating guy, Diamond Dallas Page. He is back. He joins us next. Gives us an update on superstar Billy Graham and a whole bunch of other stuff. Don't go anywhere.